This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Welcome into the 3 o'clock hour. I guess it's technically the happy hour, since this is the last hour of the show.
Scraby's been happy since about 4:30 yesterday. Been all happy hour for him.
You're late, man. That's got to be.
Well, you got to be honest.
You got to be ready.
Actually, I know. You didn't know it was coming. You just played anyway, don't you?
Instincts. There you go. That's better.
Okay.
What was I going to say? Steelers, Texans coming up. Very interesting.
Mike Tomlin's last game, according to a lot of Steelers fans.
That was the argument I was seeing on the Reddit. Yeah, if they lose tonight, he's gotta go. But what if he wins? It's the same position next year.
But it's the same thing with John Harbaugh. He got fired because the kid missed the field goal, didn't he? I mean, if he makes the field, they win the division. They're gonna fire him before the playoffs.
Technically, Andrews dropped the ball 1 year.
Right,
there's all of it combined that he.
Good point.
The rumor mill is that John Harbaugh lost touch with the younger players.
All right. I've heard so much of that in the past.
I know the negative news factory is coming out.
You know, I guess there has been a hit piece on him already. Yeah, no,
I read the hit piece.
it's usually how it goes.
He can't identify or he can't talk to the younger players.
He lost the locker room and then there was a beef apparently between Monk and the offensive coordinator. It's just a whole lot of, talk what happens.
Sean McVay has a great feel for the younger players,
report.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Great report.
I'm sure he hangs out with and has...
Sean McVay is as old as the younger
Starbucks
players.
With some of those guys.
We do have a Daily Gambit. It was just Scraby and I on Friday. So why don't we waste
can't wait
no more
to hear
time
how you guys
and
did.
See how this went.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. Tony and I made some bets on Friday, and here's how they went. Puka Nacua, over under 90.5 yards. Both of us went over. He had 111 yards. That dude is just a wrecking ball.
Did you...
no one can take him down.
Did you have over that? Under...
Puka.
Did you have over under a half drop touchdown passes for Puka?
Chris is like, there are certain people that
Puka did this to himself.
Oh, he did.
He wasn't even on my radar until all that happened.
My friend who's a diehard Rams fan, we went and watched the game. She thinks that Puka has hurt his team because they're not calling penalties now on the Rams.
Listen, I know referees are human beings, but in the same way umpires are, they can fall victim to this.
Yes.
So can football
referees. I would think it can happen. You're lying if you say that somebody saying hello to you and being nice to you before a game,
I'm telling you,
might come into play. You're not trying to give them a call.
No.
But you're a person.
Yeah, if I see someone in the hallway and they say hi to me, I'm much more likely to go look for them later over someone who just ignored me. Yeah. Caleb Williams, over under 212.5 passing yards. Tony and I went over. He was well over. He had 361.
He wasn't well over until the fourth quarter.
I was doing these last night during the Patriots and Chargers. So what did Drake May have? I forgot to go get this one. Doodly-doo. Drake May. And now all of a sudden the internet is slow.
Internet's always slow.
We're not bailing you out.
268 yards. Tony and I said under. We were both wrong.
Be prepared, baby. You have one segment to do.
I was prepared. I just didn't check that one.
Apparently not.
Aaron Rodgers, we can't review the bet because it didn't happen yet. So okay. I don't know what I was thinking on Friday. And then Tony and I bet on who would score the first touchdown in the game between the 49ers and the Eagles. Tony said Jalen Hurts. I said CMC. DeMarcus Robinson was the answer.
Thank you, DeMarcus.
Yeah.
What drunk tank did they get him out of in time for that? Well, I asked you about him before the game. You said, well, he's been pulled over for alcoholism 9 times.
No, he was for alcoholism.
What was it?
He was suspended at the end of, or he got Scrappy a DUI last year.
He must have put
that
little blurb in your
he
drunk
did.
Tank.
Yeah.
No, he asked him where I said earlier in the year he was suspended because he got a DUI with the Rams.
A lot of DUIs.
But he did his stuff and he's back. And he's been quiet.
You love him now.
And
he's of course you love
team.
Him now.
He's all for.
Of course you love him now.
I love redemption stories. As a guy who is a recovering alcoholic, I love redemption stories.
Sure you do.
All right.
He looked good catching that touchdown. Very sober.
He was surprising to me. I wasn't really keeping an eye on that guy. He came up with a big game.
Yes.
All right, we ready
yep.
for tonight? Uh-huh. New week. Uh-huh. All right, we got 38.5 points tonight, over under. Not very many. By way of comparison, the first five games have been an average of 46.5. And that's including the Charger-Patriot game. There have been some high scores so far. Scraby, you went first last week, so you don't get to go first. All I'm going to say over. I think this has all the makings of a 13-10 game until about the fourth quarter and then, gets a little crazy. So I'm going to go over. 38.5 is not much. Scrape, or Tony.
I'm going to say under.
Are you going to stay under anyway, okay? Scrape.
Judging by how cold those guys look on TV and the
freezing.
Oh, my God. They look miserable.
I'm going to go with under as well.
That might be good Swagoo news. Doesn't have a... Other than his face, nothing else is touching the air.
And he's putting his hands in his pocket.
Who's that, Travis Kelce?
No, Jason Kelce.
Jason, yeah. He doesn't look like he's ever been in the cold before. Nico Collins, minus 15 receiving
yards.
And
let me tell you something. I'm sure it's one thing to be on that field with a bunch of adrenaline, but doing this here.
I'm still amazed at how many guys just don't bother putting sleeves on.
I am.
Doesn't seem like it's that much of a problem.
I watched, what's the really good safety for the Chargers?
James.
This dude was out shirtless, and having, regular conversations and not, tensing up just
is that intimidating to the other team? I mean, I think
it's more of a
personal mental thing.
How they have those cold, what are they called? Cryo chambers or whatever?
It's
good for your body.
It's a little bit
good
for your body.
I'll say one thing about Derwin James. I'll take him over what I see with the Dolphin guys when they go out on the field before a cold game. They're all wearing, parkas. All right, Nico Collins minus 15 yards. Receiving against DK Metcalf.
Ooh.
Tony.
DK
Collins
has,
gets the edge here.
DK has crazy playoff.
He's got great numbers.
Best ever. 112 average over three games.
I'm going to take DK.
DK, and he's back from suspension. He's got something to prove. Scraby?
That's what I'm thinking. I feel like he thinks he let his team down by being suspended those 2 weeks, and he's going to make up for it. DK.
DK. Collins is underrated. Let's start there.
He is.
But I'm going to go DK also. I think Houston plays that really tight, you know, aggressive attacking, and I think DK can slip behind them for a long one somewhere along the line. All right, C.J. Stroud minus 20 against Aaron Rodgers. Passing yards. Again, they go with the Texan quarterback. Scraby, minus 20. You want the old fella?
I don't, because Aaron Rodgers, we made a completions bet on Friday because Aaron Rodgers is like usually 23 for 34 and 202 yards. Oh,
they're going to have to get the ball out of his hands. They know that.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Stroud in this case.
Stroud minus 20.
That was a pretty good little headline. Pretty good.
Yeah. That's right, baby.
Why would you say
because they showed they had
no. I just wanted him to play his thing again,
and I got it.
He was there that time,
and I got it.
I'm gonna say Stroud. Also, I think your analysis is pretty good, Scrape.
Thank you.
A lot of short passes by Rodgers tonight. Tony, you love the old fella.
No, not for this.
Not
bit,
for this
though.
One. You're going Stroud. All right, Lakers minus 9.5 at Kings.
A little kerfuffle between these two teams.
Was it what happened after the game?
So
Chases Doncic into the and starts to punch him or try to punch him after the game.
The ruling said he attempted to strike.
Who was the guy?
What was my man who left all that money on the table for the Lakers a couple years
ago?
Schroeder.
Schroeder. Oh, yeah. I did see that.
He there was some back and forth. There's video of
Luca told him you should have taken the contract.
There's video
during the game.
Luca told him.
Like Luca, that's pretty funny.
You should have signed. Yeah, you should have signed that contract.
Schroeder tries to punch him after the game and Luca's like, "What?" What?
And also,
Luka starts
is
it every
Schroeder?
Time.
A Schroeder.
Schroeder is way shorter than Luka, so he would have a hard time.
But
getting...
he wanted all the smoke apparently because he found him in the hallway after the game.
Wow!
Apparently, the big man for the Lakers, the new big man, tried to pull him away, the league said he attempted to strike, and of course Schroeder got on X
Twitter,
and said that he put in quotes. Tried to strike and put the laughing emojis to insinuate I didn't try.
He's trying to say he did.
He did. That's
well, he got
said.
A 3-game suspension, I think.
He lost
for
some money for
or
it.
Whatever.
I
he's
think
not
that's,
playing tonight.
That's some underrated trash talk by Luca.
Very
some
strong.
Underrated
strong
trash
talk. Because
you know that probably bothers him.
And he said
him.
It twice. He said it while they're on the line, and then in between the timeout, he's looking into their bench, telling them, "Hey." Should have signed that contract.
That's hilarious.
I mean, you know what? I would get on Luca initiating this. But, I mean, Larry Bird, every one
greatest
of these
of
guys,
time.
The greatest players ever, they all trash talk. And so you just got to handle
listen,
it.
I, as I best heard it, trash talking is a weapon meant to get under your skin and get you off your game.
And it only works against players that aren't good enough to handle
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Larry Bird could handle it. I'm going Lakers now tonight because Luka's going to be motivated. Tony,
Lakers.
Are you going Lakers?
Lakers?
I'm sure.
Lakers.
Lakers.
Lakers. How about Kawhi minus one against LeBron? This is points, rebounds, assist. Kawhi is playing Charlotte tonight. If Kawhi plays, you never know. And Tony, you're up. Kawhi minus one, points, rebounds, assist versus LeBron. Separate games.
Going Bron.
Going with LBJ, who's now given himself a number 23 patch on his jersey to celebrate 23 years in the league.
He gave himself a patch?
That's what I read.
Did he sew it on and everything?
I think he designed it. And
I got to see
thing.
This.
I don't know. I read
NBA
this.
NBA is pretty, they're pretty sticklers on this kind of stuff. I got to see this.
I'll go with Kawhi because of the patch story.
Patchgate.
Patchgate.
I'll go with Kawhi also. One hockey one, Colorado minus 1.5 over Toronto. Colorado is now 33-4-7. They're on pace for 7 or 8 losses, which could be a new NHL record this year. Scraby.
Colorado minus 1.5. I'm going to go with Colorado.
At home, Colorado. Tony, anything? Toronto, do you want to go the Loafs? The Maple Loafs. Or as Scraby calls them, the Maple Leaves.
Maple Leaves.
Yeah, do you want to go with the Leaves?
That upsets everybody.
Give me the Avalanche.
Colorado, we got to take a break. Check traffic. Coming back, Gwen and Chris.
Traffic will be at the end of the break.
Okay.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Quinn and Chris, 319. Hello, hello. Broadcasting live from the Bill Howe Studios. We know how. Coming up in about 20 minutes, we'll announce today's biggest fan. We'll also have highlights and a recap of the weekend's NFL playoff games. I can't imagine Scraby was able to find any 49er highlights, so we'll probably have to skip over that game, but we will get to the rest of them.
I did 30 minutes of searching to find the reverse highlight that was called by the 49ers guys.
It was a hell of a play. Come to find out, even though Kyle Shanahan is getting all the love,
it wasn't his call.
The offensive coordinator suggested the play. Kubiak?
Yeah.
Yeah. Give credit to Shanahan. He accepted the idea.
Do you know what I think about often
and
watching?
Give Preston to McCaffrey. He made a hell of a catch.
Yes, he did.
Do you know what I think about often when I'm watching like head coaches, especially ones like Vrabel who are like bigger dudes, and they get excited? Ben Johnson, we saw him fall on his ass during the
Vrabel got bloody lip at the end of the game hugging
Cold, like football players, especially with their equipment on, they just kind of. And I think it's just because the equipment is what it is. They're kind of oblivious to spatial awareness around them, especially for people, because most of the people they're around all have the same equipment on. But the coaches oftentimes are excited enough to that they end up bloody.
You don't want to hug an NFL player. They got a lot of stuff that can do damage. Yeah.
And I felt for Vrabel because not only did he get his lip busted, but it was freezing.
I also think Vrabel probably loved it too.
Yeah.
By the way, haven't hit Scraby up on that one. We've hit him on everything else today.
Yeah, Vrabel.
But the old Vrabel can't coach. Here's the thing. ESPN did ask today in one of their articles reviewing the games. Is it fair to say the Patriots still haven't beaten a good team this year?
I think it is.
And the answer was it might be fair. The Chargers were not very good last night.
I think it is fair.
The Patriots
that all comes to an end now though, right?
I would think. I don't know. They could draw the Steelers
and
next.
Because they're the two seed.
Yeah,
they lost to the Steelers at home earlier in the year.
Five turnover game.
I would still say that if they play one of these two teams, they still gotta have beat a team on there.
Yeah, I think they're gonna have to win a couple. To give Vrabel off the schneid.
He's already off the schneid in terms of
how I feel about it.
But
for
sure.
Other people, they're saying the Patriots have just been lucky on the schedule.
I was walking around with Lucky earlier thinking, how am I going to handle this today? And I'm just going to be quiet now. They're still alive in the playoffs. I can't talk trash, so I'm just
yeah,
not.
You did say they weren't going to win again.
I said they weren't. They were yeah. one and done.
You said they basically means the
same
thing.
The thing is to me, the Patriots are obviously they're not having one of the they've had one of the lowest easiest schedules of all time. But you know what's funny? I did read about it. One of the other easiest schedules of all time that they were comparing it to. Of all teams, was the 72 Dolphins,
who,
if you
team?
Go back, did have a weak schedule, obviously went 17-0, and are now enshrined as one of the greatest teams in the history of the sport.
They are indeed.
So, to me, if you go 4-13, followed by 14-3, you got to give your coach at least, but Tony, I'll talk to you. You got to give your coach some love for that. Scraby, don't comment.
Yeah, no, you definitely.
The guys made a 10-game improvement.
By your team sucked last year.
They were terrible.
So for you to come in and in year one have this team playing the way they are?
Scraby, nothing. I can't change your mind.
No, I can't say anything. I'm not allowed to talk trash anymore because he did something I said he wouldn't do. So. Twice.
So where do the Chargers go from here, guys, real quick? I mean, Harbaugh's not going anywhere. Herbert's not going
anywhere. They need some outside
Unfortunately,
help.
Unfortunately, Spanos is not going anywhere.
They need some outside help.
I mean, do they have to get a receiver and like three or four offensive linemen? That's a lot to ask.
You'd like to have a quarterback as talented as Justin Herbert as much time up or upright as possible. Because if you protect, he can get you the ball, but that was the thing, as you pointed out earlier, there was a lot of plays where he went first option, second option,
he was actually getting
third
protection,
shots,
guys just weren't
but
open.
But nobody was open. And yeah. So that, to me, was the biggest issue in yesterday's game. Because, listen, when you get to this time of year, you're going to see some pressure at some point. You're not going to be able to keep a guy upright the entire game. But when he did have time, there was no one open. And it's not all the time. It's not often that it's that obvious that he's going through his checklist, but it seemed like every time he went back and had time, it was like 1, 2, 3, 4. No one's open. What
Smash.
Am I going to do?
Smash. Yeah, I stuck up for Tua against Herbert for as long as I could, but at least, like Tua doesn't even get past his first read. He just panics and falls down. So I think anybody that picks up Tua next year is going to be really making a mistake. And I've no one's liked him or stuck up for him longer than I have, but I don't think physically he's capable. So I don't. We'll see where that goes. But anyway, the game's next week. If you're, because the NFL is not. Everybody doesn't have it all memorized the way we do. Saturday.
Thank you.
Well,
Chris.
I brought this up for this reason. Yeah, Saturday it's going to be Buffalo and Denver.
Ridiculous.
And it's also going to be 49ers Seahawks. Sunday is going to be Rams Bears, and then Patriots hosting them. Well, he has a reason.
Chris is behind me on this.
I hate to agree with Scraby on this. The Rams and Bears are going to play next Sunday. They haven't given the times of the games yet, but we know that that's Sunday. Why? The Rams and Bears both just played on Saturday. So why not have their game next week be on Saturday also? The 49ers played Sunday.
And Bills.
And the Bills also played Sunday, and now they're asking both of them to play on a short week. I don't think that's fair, and I'm not trying to cry for the Niners. I just don't think it's fair.
Did it just work out this way, or is it the norm that if you played on Sunday the first week, you play on Saturday?
I don't think that's the norm at all.
It just worked out that way?
They chose this. Who's they? The NFL.
Well,
I know the NFL is picking the
schedule. There's something going on behind the scenes here, because all four games don't have TV networks yet attached to them. So
I believe there's some bidding
and jockeying for who gets what game, what game's going to be the Saturday night primetime game. But in doing all of that, to me, the NFL just shouldn't announce the games yet. Wait until the jockeying is done. And if at all possible, I think it's fair to the 49ers and Bills to put them on Sunday. I just do. They should get a straight up regular week. And the Rams and Bears should play Saturday since they just played Saturday. That, to me, makes sense. I don't like when things don't make sense.
However, if there is an advancement, maybe your team gets the extra day the following
week. Then you get it the next week. Yeah,
the following week.
I think the 49ers would rather have the week off the day now.
I have to believe that there is some rhyme or reason behind this. I would love to know what that is, though.
I would like to know all the jockeying that's going on.
Kyle Shanahan begged the NFL, not begged, but asked the NFL.
Is that newsworthy? Is that news that he begged them?
No, he didn't beg them. But he asked the NFL to put them on Sunday.
Well, we're still sitting here right now. This is a day after all the games except for tonight. And we know who tonight's game plays at New England. And none of the games have been scheduled yet for next week.
Come on, Athletic. I want to know what the reason is.
There's something happening here. I hope somebody breaks that story. Because you know what? It's not going to be me. I'm not going to break that story. But I'd like to see what it is.
All right. Oh, it's not my turn.
All right. All the highlights and one last run through the NFL playoffs when we come back. If you're just tuned in, I guess the 49ers won, and we're going to have to pay some tribute when the show continues.
Apparently, they're not just willy-nilly putting this NFL schedule.
It's the 49ers. How could a league that doesn't call a penalty against your team stick it to you? That's what I want to know.
Maybe that was the trade-off. But they did call a penalty, and the penalty wasn't an actual penalty.
Well, there you go. Even further, right? There was shouldn't even have been one.
It seems
we're doing some research here on this.
Yes.
And yeah, we're unofficial, but it looks like the number one seed team with a bye always plays the divisional games on Saturday.
Yeah.
Which is why the 49ers are playing the Seahawks on Saturday.
That
seems to be the answer, although yeah. We can do some further digging.
We've gone 3 years back.
I think that's probably the answer.
We haven't got to the other
thing.
Real quick, have we shouted out our lovely studio, this Bill House studio?
Yes, we have.
All right, good.
Yes.
You know, just in case you didn't.
We know how.
Yeah, no doubt.
Just so you know.
PGA. I got to give them some credit on this.
You're giving them credit here, huh?
I'm giving them credit from the standpoint of not being petty. They could have been very, very petty.
I would have been petty. Stick it to Brooks Koepka. All these guys that took the bag.
The money, yeah.
They took the bag, and then they should pay a penalty.
They're coming on back with their hands open.
They're bringing them right back.
And
yeah.
The PGA has said, yes, we will gladly take you back. We covered it last week. Brooks Koepka had asked to be reinstated. Didn't he have to do something along those lines, right, for the PGA Tour?
Yes. How about give some of your money back or donate it to charity or something?
No, nah, they didn't ask him to do that. They brought him on in. Brooks Koepka will indeed be here in his next tournament, huh?
Yeah, Farmers Insurance
Open.
Is
this the biggest name that's was on that list right now?
I think it's bigger than Harrison English, the defending champ.
I would say
Koepka's bigger. I'm going to go out and cheer for Brooks. You want to go out with me? Scream? Walk?
Your guy?
Thursday? Cheer for Brooks?
I told you guys, I have changed.
You come around.
Get out of here.
Brooks has gotten older.
For him.
I've gotten older. You know, things are a little bit different. But I knew this was going to happen when we talked about this last week.
I got to say that I recall you saying this way far back. That Brooks Koepka would end up coming back at some point.
Yeah.
It was a lot sooner than I thought, though, I must say.
Yeah.
He lasted how many years on LIV?
Maybe three seasons? Two, three.
The good news for the PGA and for just golf fans everywhere is that apparently DeChambeau is not far behind.
Exodus of LIV is happening.
That's my point. So if you're going to do the exodus, then LIV's going to collapse, is it not?
Yeah.
I mean, how are they going to make it with no star players?
Well, John Rahm is all by himself. He's like, man, I make so much money.
John Rahm would be like, I won again.
The funny thing was he was the one that resisted the most, and he's going to be the last one to leave.
And then they were like, hey, here's like $600 million or something.
They were still getting paid that kind of coin. But
this is what we need.
Yeah,
we got Charlie on tomorrow, so we'll get
Charlie.
I bet you his answer is happy to have Brooks Koepka back.
What I have noticed about Charlie when it comes to the whole LIV PGA.
He always wants everybody to get what they can get.
He wants that, but he also makes sure he doesn't burn any bridges.
Yep.
And so I'd expect his answer to be somewhere within those lines.
Well, and he also loves the PGA Tour, and he knows it's great for the PGA Tour.
He's on the PGA Tour.
He's probably willing to put that aside to let Brooks come back.
I'm sure he is. It got salty there at the beginning of the exodus to LIV. It doesn't feel like we're dealing with the same
temperature
anymore.
Charlie kept us calm the entire time.
He did. He seemed like he was one of the few.
Yes, he was a voice of reason.
Yeah. So let's get some traffic.
Oh, biggest fan.
Ooh,
this new time is really messing with
buddy.
Me.
Biggest fan today will go to Faye Gutierrez of Chula Vista. Give us a call within the next 10 minutes, 833-288-0973, and you'll qualify for our grand prize, 20 tickets for you and a friend for a night in our Odyssey suite at a Padres game with all the fan staff later this season. Catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. Remember to register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. Faye Gutierrez is on the clock. Let's check some traffic. And then I think we have to give some love to the 49ers. Is that what
Not
we're doing?
Not right away. We have other games, luckily, to talk about.
Fair enough.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Hit me with some football. We talked about it right at the beginning of the show, but we'll say it's worth saying again. The NFL is king. Whether you want to believe it or admit it or not,
they deliver.
And the reason they are, they deliver.
And they did it again.
Every game was great. Except, well, Chargers missed out on the party. First game, Saturday. Wasn't supposed to be good, but it was. Carolina and the Rams. Rams jumped out 14-0. Puka scored two quick ones, and it looked like ball game. And I give the Panthers a lot of credit. They battled back. They fought back. I think the Rams, I don't know, you think they took them lightly, Tony, or just were a little arrogant about it?
I think Carolina came in with a bunch of confidence, being that they had beat them once already.
Yeah.
And that kept them in the ball game until Big Dog had to make a big throw.
Yeah, Stafford had to pull the game out because Bryce Young had led Carolina into the lead in the fourth quarter. Crazy. Bryce. Go get him, Bryce. Show me what you got, Bryce.
Sorry, I was on the phone with our biggest fan, Faye. I did call in. So.
Good for Faye. Now, all right, stop interrupting us, Faye. We got a show to do here.
Poor Faye. We called her name.
I know. I'm just kidding here. All right, time.
Trips left. Third and three from the seven. Widest is McMillan with Durant up there. Snap to Young. Looking left. Lobbing it that direction. Back of the end zone. Touchdown, Coker! At the far left back pylon. He hugs it down to the ground. And the Panthers have erupted the Queen City of North Carolina. It's 30-27.
That was a great pass. I cannot believe he threw it from where he did over the defender's head, and what do they call that? The dime, or drop it in the bucket?
Bucket, yeah. Bucket,
but the sideline, the corner of the end zone, there was
very,
right there.
Very little space to drop it in that bucket. He's come a long way, man, in the, what, 2 years that he's been in the league?
Yeah. And whoever Jalen Coker is, whoever Jalen Coker is, somebody's going to draft him in fantasy next year. 9 for $134 and a touch. But Matt Stafford had the last laugh for those who wanted an upset. Stafford ruined that party.
From the 19, it's a first down. Out of the shotgun, Stafford looking down the middle, launching to the right side. A reach and grab at the pylon. Parkinson hauls it in. Oh, man. Colby Parkinson.
I guess. Listen, are you going to tell us it was a touchdown?
As good as
it took a little bit for the referee.
Well, then tell us.
As good as the throw was,
the catch was way better.
And the footwork on the sideline. I don't know that there are very many that could have pulled that off.
Does anybody else think about when you see them toe tapping on site?
I mean, you know, move.
You hear the word catch radius. I mean, that ball was thrown like outside of his opposite way.
I don't even think it was that
running.
Great of a pass. They said it was a great pass. I think he put it where only his guy could get it.
Right, right.
But it was a great
catch.
The
hands and the footwork. Yeah.
Rams 34, Panthers 31. Rams are headed to Chicago, because Saturday night I got on the plane back home, and it was from Utah, Tony. It was 21-3. The Packers were running up and down the field. I saw no way the Bears.
Then the Bears did nothing to win that game, apparently.
Yeah. I thought the Bears could come back on offense. I just didn't think the Bears could stop them. Yeah. But all of a sudden they stopped them. And then the Packers. How do you blow the lead and then go back up by 11 and blow it again?
Yeah.
They did.
I mean, how often do you see in the playoffs, and I feel like we see it often, a team make that second half adjustment and look completely different than they did? I mean, and this was for the Rams, too. They moved the ball all game long in that first half. And then whatever adjustment the Panthers made allowed them to get back in the game. It's the same thing that the Bears did.
The Bears also did a fourth quarter adjustment on offense. They had 25 points in the fourth quarter, capped off by this.
1:48 to go. Clock stop. First and 10. Caleb in the gun. Swift to his left. Burden and a bunch sent to the left side numbers. Snap back, four-man rush. Caleb with a double move. Throw down the left side by D.J. Moore inside the five. End zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Bears.
For all the complaining I did about Ben Johnson, that was a brilliant play call.
Well, listen, I was going to say, this is why I enjoy football. Like, they have been setting that play up for like three quarters where they kept throwing him that quick little out or that quick little slant. This time, they faked the slant. And my man had been jumping it all game long. That's why it wasn't there. Just, all right, we're just going to keep doing this. And when the moment you least expected it, they run the double move. He's wide open. I thought for a second my man Moore was gonna miss it. Because he threw it. He couldn't really use his hands
caught
to catch
it. Shoulder
pad. Yeah, I was like, oh, he got it.
The Bears, you say however we want to say it, the Bears have been the Broncos of the NFC this year. They've found a way to win every single close game. And who's to say they can't win another couple? Yep. I know the Rams are favored already by 4 points in that game, but don't sleep on Chicago. All right, on to Sunday we go, and first game up, Buffalo at Jacksonville. I thought Jacksonville made just a mistake in this game. I think a lot of people have said it. They were running up and down the field. Etienne was going for 9, 10, 12 yards
chunk
at pop.
Runs.
And I just think
he got away from it.
They could have kept the ball away from Josh Allen also and kept going up and down the field. But what they did is they turned it into Trevor Lawrence versus Josh Allen.
You're not winning that.
And I think Trevor's good, but you're not going to win that, right?
I think any game plan against the Buffalo Bills needs to be in the same elk that it is for Patrick Mahomes. Part of that game plan is never letting him touch the ball or limiting the amount of times he gets to have the ball in his hand. In order to do that, you got to run the ball. When you're getting chunk runs, like the Jags were,
keep doing it.
Don't let anytime you let him on the field, you are putting your team at jeopardy.
Josh Allen let him down the field twice. By the way, the Bills voted against the tush push last year. And they went 4-for-4 on it in the fourth quarter, including a 10-yard tush push.
The last touchdown. I mean, almost touchdown. Almost. They literally pushed him. My man picked him up and carried him for like 11 yards.
Lori watched that and she goes, that's ridiculous. And I agree with her. They got to stop this.
You should not be able to push past the certain.
I'm all for the tush push being the line of scrimmage and you're getting pushed
but picking the guy
but
up
picking
and carrying
a guy
him down
up
the field?
And carrying him on the field, that's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
I mean, all you have to do now is do the fake field goal, get a big couple of linemen to go pick up the kicker and just run him across down the field.
That would
it's
be funny.
It's getting stupid.
Passing him around.
That would be hilarious.
The Bills.
Hook and ladder with the kicker.
They actually throw the kicker?
Yeah.
The Bills finally got a little defense at the end to wrap it up.
So it's 59, but no timeouts, down by 3, in the playoffs, season on the line for Jacksonville.
Sorry, I put a little too Buffalo much setup
Buffalo has
in there.
Fought back after a 9-play, 66-yard drive to get the lead. What does Trevor Lawrence have left?
Sure why this
shotgun snap
so
on first down. Bills rush 3, over the middle, throws deflected, and it's intercepted! Picked off by Cole Bishop on the deflection, and Buffalo is going to be able to walk out of Jacksonville with a playoff win!
I can't remember the young man's, he's not a young man anymore, but the corner who deflected that pass. Was the original was on the Buffalo Bills when they started to ascend when Josh Allen first got there. He was their best corner. He had dealt with some injuries. He was money all game, especially in the second half. He was coming off of zone reads, deflecting balls that he had no business being in the. I think it was late in that game. They had no chance for a touchdown. He deflected the pass before that drive there, and they had to settle. But kudos to the Bills, man. They did enough. To win
I want
that
to thank
game.
James Cook for waiting for the playoffs to get 51 yards because I didn't need him. Parker Washington looks like a pretty good guy for next year for Jacksonville. One last thing. Buffalo goes to Denver. What has Denver been doing this year?
Winning every close game.
What does Josh Allen do?
He wins every close game.
I don't know that Denver's going to be able to do it because Josh Allen's going to win in the end. He always does.
I hope our favorite head coach has a game plan of running the football with his quarterback.
Keep it away from him.
Because if you let... Man, I would hate to have to deal with him in altitude, too.
Josh Allen doesn't care about altitude or snow or any of that.
He's spent quite a few years up
Wyoming
in Laramie.
Wyoming is even higher than Denver.
Exactly.
Josh Allen's going to be a beast to deal with at
this
point.
Trouble.
He got through that first game. Look out. All right. Then we had the night game, right? It was the last game on the schedule.
No, there's one more. There's one more. There's one in between the night game.
The Chargers didn't play that last game?
No, there was a game in the middle of the day.
I went straight from the Buffalo game to the Charger game.
Yeah,
I don't remember another
one.
Game. I went to do my laundry and some things. What happened
in
the afternoon?
You went and did your laundry.
I actually was doing my laundry, but not even a joke. All right, the Bang Bang Niners and the Eagles.
The Bang Bang Gang, as Chris said last year.
The Bang Bang Gang. I'm trying to give as much love as I can to the 49ers. They deserve it because they've overcome so much injury. You have to give them that due. You're not paying attention if you don't. But I do think a lot of this had to do with the Eagles' dysfunction. I don't know what happened to the Eagles this year. Pretty much the same team. They lost that Super Bowl shuffle, though, Tony. They did not have what it takes. And A.J. Brown, to me, was the poster child for it. I don't know what was going on.
Sometimes when you're winning this often, it becomes boring sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it.
I wish I had to find out.
They went to a Super Bowl and lost. They went back to a Super Bowl and won. And it seemed like the closer, after season two, just the noise just never ended all season long. There was
all
something
noise.
Every week it felt like.
Yeah. Brock Purdy is... I keep reminding myself that he was the last player taken in the draft. He looks like he belongs. He's good. McCaffrey had, for him, a bad game, which meant he only scored 2 touchdowns. One of them was really the play of the weekend, I thought, and here it is.
Brock Purdy under center. He's got Christian McCaffrey behind him. Sky Moore in motion. It's a trick play. They give it to Moore. Now flip to Juwan Jennings. End around. Jennings throws it to McCaffrey, and he's got it! McCaffrey caught it! For the touchdown!
Okay, so let me.
What was the horn for?
The only home highlight I could find was on some guy's YouTube channel, and so he puts the train in there.
Okay.
I could not figure it out, but I just looked this up. Juwan Jennings, it's not just, okay, hey, you can throw the ball. He was rated higher in high school than Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, and Sam
Darnold.
No, they've
done this with him in the past. He threw one in the Super Bowl.
So he's not just a wide receiver.
No, the Eagles fell for it. The timing on it was right. And McCaffrey bailed it all out.
He did.
Because it was a great catch. If he doesn't twist around, then it, you know, goes for naught.
And Juwan Jennings got absolutely leveled
after he threw it.
And they called roughing the passer, which is kind of weird to do on a wide receiver.
I tell you what.
Roughing the wide receiver.
Watching Juwan Jennings play a full game, he seems to get the ire of the other team.
I told Chris that before.
I mean, his helmet.
Every time there's a fight, he's in the middle of it.
He's in the middle.
My man
didn't even care he was getting a 15-yard hands-to-the-face penalty. He just popped that helmet right on off.
I mean, really, the Eagles, you should win almost every NFL game when you're +2 in turnovers. And the Eagles were +2 in turnovers.
This guy right here?
They just did not come through.
Daniil Hunter. He's doing
basketball moves and like
killing. We're getting ready for the game tonight. Anyway, credit to the Niners, man. They live on.
They earned it.
With a patchwork team. Even Scraby says they are patchwork. But you said something right earlier. John Lynch deserves a lot of credit because all the guys he signed to this team are coming through now.
This is when you find out how much depth you really have.
The seventh linebacker of the year led the team in tackles yesterday.
Well, that's what you got to get. One last game. It was the Chargers and the Pats. There was not much in the way of highlights, especially for the Chargers.
I searched.
This is what happened most of the night for the Chargers right here.
They're going to go for it now, Rack, on fourth down.
Yeah, and I think this is the right decision here. Understanding how important Herbert ends up.
Let's see. Let's
fast forward.
5:25 to play first quarter. Herbert out of the gun. Taps his foot once. Leans forward. Taps his foot again. Vidal in the backfield. Takes the snap. Rolls the pocket to the right. Throws on the run. And it's incomplete. Gonzalez deflected it. It was intended for Keenan Allen.
And who would have thunk it that was like their last opportunity?
That would have
put
them ahead 3-0, actually. But they chose to go for it. I don't blame them. Most teams have been going for it. What'd you say? There was 26 times this weekend.
13 for 26 for teams going on fourth down. The Bears 50%. Went for it 6 times and they didn't get it 4
times.
But
teams were going for the fourth down.
You know when they did get it though? I think it was both on that last drive. They got both of their fourth down conversions.
Yeah, the fourth downs are a big deal now. It's coming to look. Teams seem to go up and down the field to the 10-yard line almost every possession now.
Doesn't it
seem like that to you? So the punters are almost irrelevant.
Give the middle of the field up and just protect the
end. It just comes down to the last 10 yards and whether you can get a touchdown, a field goal, or you're going to go for it on fourth down. It seems like so much of that.
I mean, now there used to be one team that had a secret weapon from a kicker, and that was Tucker, and it was Baltimore. They were the only one. Now it's like 8-9 of those guys. Well, they all seem to be in the playoffs, too.
I don't think they'll do it because they like points. But when you give the team now the ball after a kickoff on the 35-yard line, you're looking at two passes. And now with these kickers, you're in range.
You're in range, for
so
sure.
That's what they want in the NFL. I get it. I don't know if I need points every time teams have the ball. But that's what you get nowadays. We'll see what we get tonight. Houston and Pittsburgh. I know you guys are picking Pittsburgh. I'm picking Houston. So we don't do a lot of in stuff on that. We'll break it down tomorrow. We got a full 4 hours tomorrow. Charlie Hoffman will be on the show tomorrow.
Yep.
Excited about that.
We're going to have to move the Big Five to 2:40 and Charlie Hoffman 4:40.
And how about a fantabulous sports game show tomorrow? Scrape,
are
you fired up for that?
No, not really. But
yeah, last week was, you talk about an embarrassment. I don't know what was worse. You were A.J. Brown last week. So we'll see how that goes tomorrow.
That was a terrible showing for me in the
Everybody
game
enjoy
week.
The game tonight or whatever it is you're up to. And for Tony, Scraby, Chris, we'll see ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.